Senate Committee on Insurance, Banking, and Financial Institutions. We're going to begin as a subcommittee, and we will begin with our first author, Mr. Bigelow, item number three, AB 407.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members. I appreciate the opportunity to be here today to present with to you AB 407. This bill would allow the Mennonite Aid Plan to provide liability coverage to the members of the community they serve. This bill has received bipartisan support and no opposition. Here with me today is Sherry McHugh and two of the board members from the Mennonite Aid Plan of the Pacific West Coast. In case you have any questions, Mr. Chairman and members, I encourage an aye vote.
Thank you. Folks in support. Yeah.
Good afternoon, Chairman, Mr. Chairman and members. This is Sherry McHugh representing the Mennonite Aid Plan of the Pacific Coast. As the author stated, this is a simple bill that would simply allow Mennonite Aid Plan to offer liability coverage within their homeowners policies that they're currently offering to their members. We urge an aye vote, and we have with us today Jim Brandt and Jim Enns in case there are any technical questions.
Great, thank you. Well, thank you for being here. If you don't have anything to add, we'll see if we still have a few members that are short. So we'll be taking motions after we have a quorum. I don't know if you want to, since there's no authors, I don't know if you want to share anything before we.
We would try to sing and dance for you, but we didn't come prepared for that today.
Sometimes less is more, so you're fine. You're going to be good, you know. You'll be fine. So appreciate you coming by and being ready to, prepared to answer questions. And I think it's wonderful the type of program that you have established, so it's keep it to good work. It's awesome.
Excellent.
Very unique. I'm sorry. We would like to take testimony and support.
Good afternoon, Melissa Gear with the Department of Insurance. We are neutral on the bill. We wanted to thank the author and the sponsors for working with us on this important bill. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Any others in support? Okay. Seeing none, do we have anybody in opposition? Okay. Seeing none, we'll bring it back to the committee if there's any questions from members. If not, we'll take motions as soon as we have a quorum. Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll keep it posted, Mr. Bigelow. Thank you. Thank you for being here. I know. So he's not coming.
So yeah, he's probably not going to make.
Well, we will resume with our meeting. We'll have our next author, Mr. Assemblymember Holden. He'll be presenting item 1, AB 61. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Senators. Assembly Bill 61 would require one of the 9 members appointed to the State Compensation Insurance Fund Board by the governor to have at least 5 years of previous small business experience. 99% of employers in California run small businesses. Furthermore, 90% of the policies are owned by a small business. This member would offer much needed practical advice on the role that workers' compensation plays in small businesses across the state. AB 61 will provide the necessary input from the small business community to the board in order to ensure the decisions that are being made continue to innovate, build, and sustain a thriving economy in California for everyone, and I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you so much. There were some amendments that were in the analysis. Are you prepared to take those amendments today?
We are.
Great.
So I
good to hear. Accepted. Appreciate that. Do we have any witnesses in support? Do we have any witnesses in opposition?
Mr. Chairman, members, Robin Black, on behalf of the California Small Business Association, we want to thank the offer for bringing this bill forward, and we urge your support on the bill. Thank you.
Wonderful. Great. Thank you. Awesome. Do we have any other, any others in support? Any others in opposition? Any in opposition? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and bring it back to the committee. We don't have a quorum yet to make a motion, Senator Morrell, but we'll gladly take it at the appropriate time, though. So with that, yes.
We're just one short.
If we don't have any questions, we'll go ahead and, not yet.
One more.
Our committee grew, so we need 7 now. Yes. Great. Well, committee, we have a quorum. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Mendoza.
Here.
Gaines. Berry Hill. Giljani. Giljani. Glazier. Here. Hernandez.
Here.
Weso. Laura. Mitchell. Morrell.
Here.
Newman.
Here.
Portantino.
Here.
Roth. Okay.
Great. We do have a quorum. I'll entertain the motion for item number 1. It's been moved. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
AB 61, the motion is due pass as amended to the floor. Mendoza?
Aye.
Berryhill? Gaines? Giljani?
Aye.
Glazier?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Hueso? Laura? Mitchell? Morrell?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Portantino?
Aye.
Roth? That measure has... Laura?
Aye.
Laura, aye.
Wonderful.
Okay, that's 8 votes. That is out, sir.
The bill has 8 votes, enough to get out. We'll leave it open for a few minutes in case somebody needs to add on.
Okay.
We'll continue with item number 3, AB 405. Do we have a motion? It's been moved. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
AB 407.
It'll be item 3, AB 407.
Yes, AB 407. Sorry. The motion is due pass to the floor. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Berryhill? Gaines? Giljani? Aye. Glazier?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Hueso? Lara?
Aye.
Mitchell? Morrell?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Portantino?
Aye.
Roth?
Aye.
Roth? Aye. Okay. That's 9 votes.
The bill has 9 votes. We'll leave it open for later for any absent members. We'll go to item 4. It's a consent calendar, AB 938. Do we have a motion?
Move it.
It's been moved. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
AB 938. Motion is due pass to appropriations. Mendoza?
Aye.
Berryhill? Gaines? Giljani?
Aye.
Glazier?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Hueso? Laura?
Aye.
Mitchell? Morrell?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Portantino?
Aye.
Roth?
Aye.
It has 9 votes, sir.
The bill has 9 votes, but we'll leave it open for absent members. That concludes our meeting. So if you're ready to go, we're all done. Oh. We could open up the roll for,
yes.
No, the...
61 for Senator Roth.
Oh. Yeah, we'll open up the roll for item number 1, AB 61, for add-ons. Madam Secretary, please open the roll.
Okay.
You call absent members.
Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, wonderful.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful.
We're going to go ahead and begin to close these items. We'll start with item number 1, AB 61. The item has
9
has 9 votes. The item is out. Item number 3, AB 407. That item has
9 votes.
9 votes. It is out. And then we'll go to item number 4, AB 938.
It has 9 votes.
It is also out. And that will conclude our Insurance and Banking Committee for today. Thank you so much.